on the set. From Los Angeles, California, you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. We've got no jingles because we can't afford them. We got some hype. We got one thing that nobody else has, and that's really great, great, great radio. Radio that grabs you where no other radio has ever grabbed you before. And it's with Dr. Susan Block. And when you listen to the show, you turn the lights way down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your baby girly girl, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, and your friend. You know, I try to be your friend. And this is where we talk about any aspect of sexuality that you want to talk about. I don't have any special guests tonight. In fact, it's going to be a kind of short show tonight because we are on our way to New Haven for my Yale University reunion. But I do want to talk to you before we go. And we'll also be here tomorrow night as well. And then we're off. And we'll have, of course, all of our pre-recorded shows that are always available to listen to on Radio Suzy One and Radio Suzy One TV. But now is the time to talk, because I'm here for you, live. And yes, my day job is sex therapist. So if you have a question about sex, about your sex life, your love life, your relationships, fantasies, fetishes, my number, if you're on listening to me on Radio Suzy One on drsusanblock.com, is 213-749-1330. You can use that number anywhere in the world. That's my regular number. And then if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call me at my toll-free number, which is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And if you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room, and then I will put you into the talking area. I might just nab you out of the listening room at some point, but I do prefer that you put yourself into the waiting room. I like these conversations to be consensual, like the way I think sex should always be, consensual. Anyway, I have some other numbers that... If you're in England, you can call me at 442-0710-19430. En France, c'est 331-727-701-34. In Australia, down under, it's 612-808-0-2716. And anywhere in the world, 213-749-1330 is our number. And if you're now on drsusanblock.com and you're a backstage member, you are watching our fabulous Jack and Jill Jamboree that we held last Saturday. And, oh, my goddess, it was so much fun, so much jacking and jilling off, really, as well as dancing and kissing and licking and a little bit of fucking and... lots of toys, lots and lots of toys, and beautiful music, incredible music. I mean, the way we combine porn stars and classical music and art, I think, is unique. I really do. I don't know if anybody else can tell me where that's combined like we do here at Dr. Suzy Speakeasy. Then please let me know, because I don't think it's being done anywhere else. We had Alma Cielo, a fellow Yaley, on violin, and Andy has some fancy name. Andrew von Baal, I think, is what his real name is.
Who's this?
This is Andy, the one who played our piano, my grandmother's Steinway,
oh, yes,
baby grand,
yes,
as the porn stars were fucking and people were mounting the monkey rocker. Andy is playing a beautiful original piece that sounded like something out of The Sting, really kind of an old-fashioned sweet piece. And he's just playing on the piano. He's also Kanan's cameraman, one of Kanan's cameramen. And Kanan Brumley is the award-winning filmmaker who's making a movie about the speakeasy called Speakeasy. So we've been spending all weekend with Kanan. Actually, we shot a few scenes from that this weekend. And I also found time to blog on Dr. Laura. Of course, you know, I talked about it on the air first before I even blogged about it. But I did do a blog, and it's in Counterpunch today. And specifically about Dr. Laura, the queen of moralizing mean, the one who tells us how to lead our lives, and in a very, very narrow way, even though she has had a fairly hedonistic life in her 20s. Now she's very, very moralistic and doesn't want anybody to do what she did, which was take off her clothes and get her pictures taken. She wants everybody to basically not have sex until they get married and not get married until they're over 30. So best sex years of your life, I guess, are spent sublimating.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about Dr. Laura because I just put her on our new front page.
Right, because I should add, before you get into that, that she, her son, the one who she sang the praises of for all 21 years he's been on Earth, he's been the apple of her eye, just the, really a promotional tool for her show, because she calls herself all the time my kid's mom. I am my kid's mom. And, of course, now he's gone off to Afghanistan as a volunteer in the U.S. Army. He's a paratrooper. And so she calls herself, I am the proud mother of a deployed U.S. paratrooper. And what happens but a MySpace page featuring all kinds of atrocious acts, both in photographs and in cartoons, and him with a gun in his mouth, you know, filleting the gun. Anyway, we've been writing about this, and it's on the blog now. It's on Counterpunch and on the front page.
Yeah, I put it on the front page, and I also read the article very carefully from the gentleman up in Utah who originally wrote it. And this whole question about whether or not he put this page up, and, you know, I'm fairly computer savvy now.
Yeah.
And the more I read about it, the more I obviously see that he did put it up, because him and his friends had contacts among each other.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So this is not...
Now, somebody else could have been pretending to be him, but his friends would all have to agree to that.
And then his friends would know and say, hey,
yeah.
Derek.
Right.
You know, how you doing?
Yeah, and since it was so explosive, I mean, yeah. and since Derek is a celebrity soldier, you know, I would think that
the other thing,
something would have been done about it if he didn't want it up there.
The other thing that I didn't know is that for a long time, Laura, Dr. Laura, said he was a Marine.
Oh, really?
That he was in the Marines.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know that she had said that he was in Special Forces, which I put into the article, and then somebody wrote to me that, no, he was not in Special Forces.
He's not in Special Forces.
They were very upset about that. But I got it out of Dr. Laura's own quote. She said he was in Special Forces. But he was a paratrooper. Or he is a paratrooper.
But he wasn't in the Marines either.
No.
So, and that's what initially she had said, one of our fighting Marines. And she said that not once, but many times, until actually I think somebody corrected her.
Ah.
And said, you know, either you're lying or you don't understand. Anyway, one of the reasons that I am so... why we're talking about that, for me personally.
Yeah, yeah. It is a little personal for us, both of us.
Yeah,
after all, she did call me a pseudo-professional porn queen back in the 1990s when both of us were written about in the same article in L.A. New Times.
And I have, I have a few kids of my own, and... You know, I don't like to blame any parent, because you really, truly don't know how a kid is going to turn out. And, of course, if you live in a little village, you know, everybody's bringing their kids around, how wonderful my kid is, how wonderful my kid is. And then, of course, the kid gets in trouble. And that's in a little village or a neighborhood and so forth. But this woman is talking to millions of people. Okay?
Yeah.
Millions of people. She's dragging this kid around with this T-shirt on.
It's almost worse than, you know, what they do to celebrities, you know, child celebrities, child stars.
Right.
At least the child star gets to act on their own. They
right.
they choose to do that. This kid had no choice.
No choice whatsoever. And,
doesn't even get to act as himself. No wonder he's acting out, because she talks so much about him. How could he even live his own life?
And I think that one should be very careful. Like, I never touted my kids as the greatest kids ever to anyone. They were nice kids, good kids,
yeah.
You know. But I never said, oh, this is this, and this is this, and this is this. And this is a woman that's responsible for making a lot of people cry. And probably responsible for a lot of breakups. In families, because she treats people
it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
If you cannot live up to her pure, holier than anyone ideal, then
right. And
out the door.
And it would be great if it was Saint Schlesinger, but she's not a saint. And
that's the funny part. I mean, funny if you're a thinking person. I don't know how people resolve this in their minds.
I mean,
that this is a woman who led a pretty heathenistic life, who was divorced, who had affairs while she was married, who posed nude, you know.
And, you know, I've had a lot of conflicts with people here that have come and left, and I've really never written anything mean about them. And, you know, and what we're writing about Laura is not mean. This is a right-wing bigot, an exploiter of media, a user of people, including
her son,
for the sole purpose of her career.
Yeah, well, her career, her life, you know, her mission.
You know, actually, if I was in her position, I would never put the kid in the spotlight like that.
It's very risky,
yeah,
but she's very, very confident. She really felt that she was going to raise the perfect child, because she was going to do everything her way.
Well, Dr. Laura, raised the perfect child.
Yes, the perfect monstrosity.
Everybody's calling him that.
Right, Dr. Laura's little monster.
You know, and I think more than anything else, the guy's an idiot. Because
kid?
Yeah, at 21.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel for him more than Dr. Laura,
right.
Of course, because he is so young, and he was raised by her, and he must be just, you know, bouncing off the walls being raised by her, being teased by kids all of his life, you know. I am my kid's mom, you know.
Right.
Oh, come on.
And having to go to school with mom wearing that thing.
Oh, and other kids' moms wearing that.
I mean, I remember my kids were horrified that I went around with long hair. When everybody had short hair. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know. But anyway, enough of Laura. You're buried. And
wait, before that, you were going to say that the son, you even though he is young and we can sort of sympathize with him because of being raised by such a she-dragon.
You know, the thing is that I don't think she taught him the most important thing. You know, because even with my children and my problems with my children, common sense. Common sense.
Well,
you don't talk about hurting people. You don't act like a
jackass.
But
she talks about hurting people.
Yeah, of course.
She's always into hurting. She hurts people verbally, which, okay. And she supports the hurting of people physically through war and I don't know. I'm not sure what her stances are on, like, capital punishment, things like that. But I have a feeling she takes a hard line on all that stuff.
I'll tell you, if she was really a caring, wonderful person, what she should have done. And I know why she sent her son to war, because she's for the war, and therefore...
And she wanted to have a representative.
And her critics would say, why don't you send your son to war?
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't mind being a hypocrite. She's been a hypocrite. But I think she said... I think, yes, that's part of it, but that's not the big part. I think the real reason she sent her son to war is because she wants him to be a politician, to be president, to be something.
Well, that's gone.
No, that's gone. No, that's gone.
After beating women, beating that woman at the Republican National Convention, that video is going to live with him forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I think so.
And basically, believe me.
And so is this MySpace page.
If I was there, it would be one of the few times in my life that I would have been thinking about popping him right in the nose.
Yeah, it's amazing that nobody does anything about
him. Yeah, or kicking him in the ass, you know? And... And I'm not a violent man.
No, but self-defense or the defense of someone helpless.
But, yes, and that's true.
And that woman was pretty helpless.
You could have done much. I want to talk about some real warriors. You could have done something much more,
noble?
Noble. Much more noble by teaching your son to be a warrior, to be a doctor, Dr. Laura. To go to medical school.
I don't think he had the patience. I think the other side of it is that this kid was, first of all, he was taught a lot of martial arts, because that's what Laura's into, martial arts. She really believes in that.
And she went to the gym with the T-shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm sure she had the teacher wearing the T-shirt.
Boy, you're real bright, doctor.
And she's teaching him, getting him to be black belt, triple black belt, as far as up as they go. And at the same time, spoiling him, I'm sure, which is, pretty par for the course for wealthy celebrities.
That's all going to do him a lot of good when he hits a roadside bomb, let me tell you. Martial arts, right. Are really going to help him.
I don't know if it's helping anybody out there.
Yeah.
And he's there in my beautiful country of Afghanistan. I always feel like it's my country because I visited there many years ago.
And you climbed on the Buddhas.
And I climbed to the top of the Buddhas. And, just so you know, I despise the Taliban as much as the Bush crime family because they destroyed those Buddhas. And that is a terrible thing. That's an atrocity. But on the other hand, the Bush crime family does commit a lot of atrocities themselves.
So last year, I saw some real warriors. Because last year at this time, Dr. Block was 24 hours away from death.
Ah, yes. This is my anniversary.
24.
By tomorrow will be the anniversary.
Around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 24 hours away from death. And we rushed her to the hospital just in time. And I saw some real warriors.
Fighting bacteria.
Fighting.
The real enemy.
Enemies, billions of them. Fighting bacteria.
Fighting viruses.
Viruses.
Bacteria.
And fighting an internal war. A war that's not out in the open.
Using their mind and their hands.
And their weapons.
Their weapons.
Yeah, and their weapons. This is what I call hand-to-hand combat.
And this is really surgical strikes.
Yeah, yeah. And these are surgical strikes. None of that intelligent bombs kind of shit. And not bombs that you drop. These people went in there. They chased the enemy down with the latest technology, with the latest knowledge.
Yeah.
And they defeated what is usually an undefeatable army and struck it down one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And those are real warriors to me.
Thank you, Dr. Kluge.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Malinowski. And thank you, all you doctors.
All your team. And the beautiful Chinese doctor. She looked like she was about 15 years old, that one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Dr. Chang.
Dr. Chang.
Sandra Chang.
Yeah, she was one of the lead surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have to look her up. She's in Pasadena.
Yeah, she's in private practice now. So, anyway, I just kind of wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Get
it's making me sad now, or kind of scared. I mean, it's like I'm coming on an anniversary of...
glad to have you
here,
Doctor.
A scary time. I was so scared. I was really...
Glad to have you here.
I mean, while I was awake, I was scared. Most of the time, I was unconscious. So, I wasn't that scared while I was unconscious. And then as I was waking up, I was on sister morphine. And that just made me just crazy, just having amazing hallucinations. One of these nights, maybe tomorrow night, I should deliver some of my upcoming book.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to do the show tonight, because I just wanted to say that little thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. And thank you, gods and goddesses, for every blessed moment that I continue to live on this heavenly earth. So, what's up with you all? Want to talk to me? If you're in Skype, put yourself into the waiting room, and then we can talk. I'll put you into talking.
If you're on the internet, you can just call us at the numbers 213-749-1330. And if you're in Canada, you can call us at, where is our Canadian number here? These numbers are all not right here.
No, our Canadian number is the same as our United States number.
No,
it's
the
toll-free number.
The 800.
1-866-289-7068. That's our toll-free number.
If you're a Canadian, you can still cross the border by telephone. I hear these horrible stories from Canadians who can't come here anymore.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
They can't come here because of our terrorist watch.
Right, right.
We're watching those Canadians.
Right, because one had a DUI, another one did this. You know, the same thing with our friends in Paris. They couldn't come back here because they opened a bank account without authority. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Anyway, America, the new Germany.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
It's still masturbation month.
Yes.
We haven't quite finished with it. It's almost done, and then you can't masturbate anymore.
Right. You have a few guilt-free hours.
A few more days where you can masturbate.
Then after that, I've heard that if you masturbate after masturbation month,
then it counts against you.
Yeah, and also you grow hair.
On your palms.
On your palms. And
you start to go blind.
You start. That's why there's a lot of blind people.
Right. Because they're masturbating outside of masturbation month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you believe that,
you should go to a loony farm. You should check yourself into a loony farm.
I was going to say, I have a speakeasy I could sell you.
Right.
But I have a speakeasy I could sell you anyway. We're always looking for investors.
All right, talk to us. You're all sitting there listening, and, you know, this is all very nice, but it's hard work, okay? And this is a work night, and we're supposed to be packing. And
I know. I keep thinking about packing.
You know, so,
I'm packing my Yale University thongs.
I got to figure out what underwear to wear.
I got to figure out what vibrators to take. I think I like these little vibrators. I'm excited about my little vibrating finger here. I think this is going to be great.
And then also, you know, we have some scores to settle at Yale.
Scores to settle.
Yes. Did you send out those letters?
Oh, I did. Yeah. You mean, the Women Rhythm. Yeah. I don't know that those people are going to be there.
Well,
we're going for a reunion.
If anyone should
I'm going to be on a panel.
Well, one of them is going to be there.
One of them is going to be there, but he is not integral. But he has gotten all of the correspondence back and forth. That's true. But I don't know if we want to explain all of this right now.
No, I'm just... This is private stuff.
Private stuff.
Yeah, private stuff.
Don't listen.
So tell us about your private stuff and private parts. That's what we're here for.
Oh, and by the way, we now have the Fyokoku vibrating finger, which is so marvelously convenient and so wondrously explosive on your most private parts. It feels just fabulous, and it moves with your finger. That's what's so great about it. It feels like it's part of you, and it vibrates. And it's available in Shopping Heaven.
Right.
So all you have to do is go to our front page at drsusanblock.com, and you will get to a bunch of stuff, because we just redid the front page.
And I'm going
to
give you a great deal.
And
if you're listening to the show right now,
yeah,
okay, and you order within the next 24 hours, okay, next 24 hours.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is, when you order, go to the comment box, okay? And say that you're listening to the show. I'll give you $25 off.
This thing doesn't cost much more than $25.
It costs $64 on
our side. No, not this. You're talking about the gloves.
Yeah, I'm talking about the gloves.
Okay, no, I was talking about the finger.
No, the finger.
The finger is available also.
The glove.
The finger is like, you know,
the glove
I don't
you
know.
Get, it's, the glove you get 25.
Like
30,
yeah. 25. The glove. Now, I'm about to put on the glove. See, the glove has a different sound. This is the vibrating glove that was just so effective for the guy that wore them to the speakeasy, and anyone that wears these, listen to that sound. All those vibrators.
All the bees are returning
rubbing
to the
against
hive.
Your private parts, or your lover's private parts. It feels so good. Or even not so private parts feels good.
Listen, we don't push a lot of stuff. These gloves are great.
These gloves are fabulous. They are just so relaxing, erotic. You know, they're lightweight. They're waterproof. You can use them in the tub. And they're fine. And you're going to give them $25 off.
Squirting. Yeah, I'm going to give you $25 off. You got to go there.
Okay.
Within the next 24 hours. Just all you have to do, the shopping cart will show that it's $64. Don't worry about that. But put in there that I was listening to the show. Okay.
Yeah.
I want my discount. I demand my discount. The gloves are overpriced. Take $25 off. So,
okay, and then they'll go back to being overpriced.
Then they'll go back to being overpriced, maybe.
But these gloves are fabulous. What if people hear this on the archive? You know, what if they're not listening live?
If they hear it on the archive, they can do that also. All they
really?
Have to do is...
But they have to say the date of the show.
Yeah, they have to say the date of
the show.
So,
okay.
You got to remember that these are the rules of the contest.
That's right. It's not a contest, really. It's not a contest. It's just a
these
discount.
These are the rules of the discount.
This is the discount.
Read the coupon carefully. In archives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell the date of the show because otherwise you won't get the discount. Okay?
Yep. And we've got some wonderful vibrators here. And, you know, it's really perfect that we were testing all these vibrators during masturbation month, which happened to occur right before our trip.
Well, all the companies were quite giving. They sent us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boy, aren't we all whores? Like, hey, you're going to talk about us? Sure, we'll send you stuff.
Yeah.
They're great.
Well, you know, at least we're in the sex industry,
right.
You know, as
not
opposed to most whores, which are in other industries, and then there's the weapons industry whores that
the
are
real
the
whores.
Oh yes. Mm.
They'll sell body counts for weapons.
Mm.
Okay. Should we go hunt down someone?
Well, I've got a few people in the Skype cast. I could just. I hate to do that, you know.
No. Sometimes, you know, you got to go hunt them down.
I know. It's like people have rape fantasies. Sometimes they want to be taken.
Just sitting there and listening and making us work.
Now, I've seen this Lady Meg. Have we talked to Lady Meg?
I don't know.
Ever?
I don't know.
Lady Meg?
Sounds familiar. I've seen her in the Skype cast.
Yeah, she has been in the Skype cast. Hello, Lady Meg. Hello, Lady Meg.
Lady Meg doesn't want to talk to us.
Oh, she says, I have no cam, no mic, just earphones.
Oh, okay, well,
okay.
We love you anyway.
To the world you may be you may be one person, but to one person you may be the world.
Huh.
Well, Lady Meg, you are a very intriguing lady. She's 30 years old. She lives in Valenzuela, the Philippines. And she has no microphone.
Well, we'll be thinking
She's
about
mute.
You. We've been thinking about you tonight. Anyway, how about that, Lady Meg?
Right.
She's probably one of those beautiful Filipino girls.
Probably.
Yeah, and they've got such great faces. They're just beautiful.
Yeah.
You ever been to the Philippines?
No. Have you?
Never been there, no.
No.
I'd like to go sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Why? Because of the pretty Filipino girls?
The pretty Filipino girls, and just, it's a different kind of country, you know. It's kind of between the past and the future, so.
I guess so. I kind of think of the Philippines as kind of a part of the war. The World War II, you know, the Philippines. Yeah. I always think of soldiers
and they still have a terrible war there. They also have insurgents and, you know.
Mm-hmm. But also, I think that there's a lot of sex going on in the Philippines. There's a lot of hot Filipino bars, aren't there? I remember Mikatan.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Mikatan was on the show, and she was a very talented porn star who performed at Filipino bars, I believe.
Well, to some extent, you know, they're still one of the freer countries in the world in terms of personal freedoms.
In fact, I believe that is where she learned how to smoke a cigar Clinton style, or Lewinsky style, between her nether lips, her luscious labia.
Yeah.
And she really smoked it. I mean, she puffed on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Great
scene.
It's
a Kegel exercise, puffing on the cigar. I wonder if you can develop emphysema of the pussy from smoking too much down below. So, okay, well, Lady Meg is still listening, but she can't. There's another person here named Lady. Let me see where Lady is.
Hunting down these
listeners. Lady is just simply Lady, and I'm going to see if we can allow Lady to talk.
That's what I like about...
we're going to end at 11:30 Pacific time tonight, right?
I believe so.
Okay, hello, Lady. Hey, Lady.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And where are you located?
I'm actually in Georgia.
Oh, sweet Georgia, on my mind.
Yep, that's me.
That's you.
I went to paratrooper school in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Paratrooper, like Dr. Laura's son.
Yeah.
Wow, Dr. Laura's son, Derek. You hear about Dr. Laura's son, Derek?
I actually have not. I have not been keeping up with all of that.
All the gossip. No. Do you ever listen to Dr. Laura, or do you not keep up with that either?
No, I don't, actually. I just happened across the your Skype cast, and I thought I'd come and visit.
Oh, well, welcome. You know, we're talking about various things. Anything regarding sex, love, life, and death. That about covers it, doesn't it?
That's just about everything in the book.
So what do you do out there in Georgia?
Well, actually, I work at McDonald's. I am
really?
A manager at McDonald's.
You're a manager. Well, at least you're a manager.
Yeah.
That's cool. And so how long you been working at McDonald's?
For about 9 months.
Oh, that's all. And you're already a manager. Oh, you must...
Well, actually, I've got previous management experience.
I see. And you said it so hesitantly, like, I'm working at McDonald's. How does it... How is
no,
it?
No, it's not my dream job by any means.
No?
No.
No.
What is your dream job? What's your dream job?
I think I would like to be a masseuse.
Ooh. You got to get these vibrating fingers.
I'm sorry?
I have these vibrating gloves. They are fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah, they're great.
They sound good.
They do. They sound good, and they feel even better. But, of course, a good masseuse can do it with your fingers without the vibration.
So are you going to school? Are you going to go to school?
No, actually, I'm not pursuing that type of future right now. Right now, it's basically about survival.
Yeah, sure. The material question.
That's life.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of the basics.
And you know what? It's no different whether you work at McDonald's or whether you run a little company like ours. It's always constantly about survival and putting food on the table you know, and trying to live a decent life, a
and,
good life.
A room around the food and the table.
That's important, to have a room around the food.
So, are you married
and
or
I've
single?
I've got kids.
You've got kids.
I am divorced.
You are divorced. Right. And how many kids you got?
I have two.
Oh, okay.
And
so,
they have 14.
You're a working single mom. Dr. Laura would
yes.
would disapprove, but... my hat is off to you. It's important
it's hard
work. It's hard, important work you're doing. So, and you don't wear a shirt that says, I am my kid's mom, do you?
I promise. I don't.
Okay.
I stay far away from them as far as I can sometimes.
Oh.
I don't blame you.
Probably good for everyone's sanity, actually.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah. So,
listen. There's insurgents, and then there's terrorists, and that's the kids, and they terrorize you, and they terrorize you.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
well, especially at this age.
Oh yeah.
What age are they?
14 and what?
17.
So.
Oh yeah.
There is nobody but them in the world, right?
No. And, you know, it's all about me. It's that age,
right.
You know?
It's
all about
age.
Me and screw everybody else and screw anything else because I want what I want because I want it.
And I want it now.
Are they working yet?
And right now.
Does the 17-year-old at least have a part-time job?
Right. Yes, she does.
Oh, that's
she,
good.
She
well,
is working,
good.
Actually.
That's very nice.
Yeah, is she working at McDonald's?
She actually nails... No, she provides for her own needs.
Okay.
And it's really turned out nice.
That's good.
It's the guy, right?
The 14-year-old?
Well, he's too young to work.
He's too young. They don't let him work.
In this day and age. In the old days, they did.
In the old days?
Right.
They let everybody work. Everybody worked all the time.
Well, you know, Walt Disney invented childhood. Before Walt Disney, there was no childhood.
Well, I think the Victorians kind of invented childhood.
Well,
they started it. They got it going. You know, like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, but Disney made it an international cause.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebre.
Cause célèbre.
Yeah.
So, you have any boyfriends, lady?
Actually, I do.
You do?
And I'm actually about to break up with him.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, because he's never here.
Oh, well, that's no good. Where is he?
Yeah. Well, he's a fireman.
He's a fireman.
He's
oh, that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sexy.
That is. So you mean he's busy working as a fireman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why he doesn't see you much?
I didn't realize that it was going to be a month and a half without him, you know?
Wow.
Really? Oh, that long? Why does he? Why does he
harsh.
Have to be gone for a month and a half?
Well, we have these really large fires going on here, and
right, so they go out in the
but
field.
But he says that it's commonplace, you know, for him to be gone for a month and a half.
Hmm. Well, that's tough. Well, does he get to at least stay home then for a whole week or something?
No.
No.
No,
that's
he gets
tough.
A day off and then goes back.
There's only two firemen in Georgia. That's
I
the problem.
See. Oh, that is a problem. Well, you gotta, you know, if you're gonna have a boyfriend, he's gotta be around. Unless you can have phone sex. Do you have phone sex with him?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
He's been cut off.
You were doing that for a little
he's
while.
He's been cut off.
Ah, boy. You had
yeah,
to be...
actually, I did, and...
Well, phone sex is good, but, you know, after a while, you need to, the feel and the smell and the, you know, you need someone with you.
Hey, listen, you could be a phone sex therapist with us. You've got such a lovely voice.
We're always looking for new telephone sex therapists.
I've actually thought about that.
Oh, really?
It's like $35 an hour.
Yeah, actually.
It's not bad.
How much is it?
$35 an hour when you take calls.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So, and you can just take them from home. All you need is a private phone.
Yeah, you need, you know, some privacy from the kids.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have the kids walking in and disturbing you in the middle of a call.
And you can actually, on WeTV,
Yeah, we have a special that's on WeTV on phone sex.
On phone sex.
That you'll see me and a couple of our other therapists. And, of course, WeTV presents it, I think. I haven't really studied how they're presenting it. I haven't actually seen it, but...
The phone sex addiction. Like, you know.
I mean, obviously, there's lots of people who have phone sex who do not become addicted, including you. See, you cut him off. You have phone sex for a while, and then you stop. That's what most people do. Most people don't become addicts. There's a very small percentage that do get addicted to phone sex, just like there's
coffee.
A percentage of people that get addicted to coffee or alcohol or cigarettes or
anything else,
porn or food or, you know, chocolate. But it's something that that a lot of people, that benefits a lot of people.
And, you know, most people, actually, most people that call us really just want a friend and want to talk to someone. A lot of the men that call are actually men that, for example, we have one doctor that calls whose wife has some terrible disease. She can't have sex. She's dying, and he doesn't want to go to a hooker or
he doesn't want to have sex with someone else.
He loves her.
He'll masturbate, and masturbation sometimes feels lonely. So why not call someone and share it, you know? And we have all kinds of clients that have different situations. Perhaps they have a particular fantasy that they can't share with their spouse or their girlfriend, or they don't have a girlfriend because they have this fantasy that they can't share with anyone. And we help them to enjoy the fantasy and perhaps to learn how to share it with someone that's in their lives.
And so, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's
probably a little easier on the back than working at McDonald's.
I always feel I'm doing such honorable work to be able to reach into people's hearts and and panties
and their minds.
Minds. And
I would absolutely be interested. I believe in that.
Well, give us a call during the day. Give us a call, and who should she ask for?
She can ask.
This week
we're going to be gone, but we'll be back.
Well, maybe Margo can.
Yeah,
can
just
talk
ask,
to her.
For Margo. I'll tell her about it. And our number.
Should we tell her Lady's going to call? Who do we tell her is going to call from Georgia?
Lady from Georgia. And the number is 213.
Well, we'll give her the 866 number.
Okay, 866.
Here, why don't you call the 866 number, which is toll-free. It's 866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And just ask for Margo and tell her that you spoke to us on Skype and that you want to be a telephone sex therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Okay.
She'll tell you all about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
You got a sweet voice.
And I'm actually really good at it.
Oh, all right. No, listen, you can make some serious money. I mean, you're not going to buy a house with it, but...
When you say you're good at it, what do you mean? Do you mean that you have a vivid imagination or that you really can express the deepest sexual part of yourself?
Right.
Verbally?
Yeah, I can actually talk about it. Everything. Every part.
Every part.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Physically.
Well, in detail, I can explain things or say certain things.
Yeah. Can you give us an example?
Oh, my goodness.
There's no censorship on this show. Okay, well, I don't need to put you on the spot. I pluck you out of the Skype cast and then ask you to give me an example of your phone sex abilities. Well, okay then. Well, once you start doing it, you'll get a little more relaxed.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. It's very private, and you're dealing with a lot of... really interesting people from all over the world. They call from Pakistan, they call from England, they call who knows where they call from.
Israel, Singapore, Australia, a lot from Australia. And
really?
New Zealand. Oh, yeah. All over the world people call us. Because Really, we provide a telephone service that you don't find anywhere else. We have therapists. We have some of our therapists are experts in different areas of sexuality, relationship counseling, medicine, urology, gynecology, and we also have just telephone sex fantasy providers. You know, they just are very good with their imagination and with expressing different fantasies and role plays, and just we have some that are erotic hypnotists. You ever been under erotic hypnosis?
No, never.
That's fun.
Interesting experience. So we do all kinds of things here, all through the telephone. So, lady...
It's a big world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting smaller all the time.
I don't know. You might get so into it, you won't want to go back to McDonald's.
Listen,
If I made the kind of money that I need to make, I would never have to go back to McDonald's.
Let me tell you something. If you're really smart at this, the girls that really make a lot of money and put themselves through college or keep their kids fed and well-fed... They work for many different services, and there's some of the girls that I know that make $6,000-$7,000 a month.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it's a high-paid job.
I used to have a nickname, Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
And and actually,
spicy.
You remember the 976 numbers?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I used to do them.
The chat line.
Uh-huh.
Right. I used to have the toll-free number because I enjoyed being on it so much.
Uh-huh.
And I would keep men on the phone for hours.
Wow.
There you go.
It was very good.
Well, you don't have to have phone sex or anything right now, but just I want to know, what really turns you on? What do you like a man to do? Sexually, do you like cunnilingus? Do you
like a man to, let's see, I like the best is, I enjoy doggy style.
Doggy style. Whoa. No wonder you're such a success on the phone lines, because even though not that many men actually do doggy style,
they're all
they
dirty
all
dogs.
Want to do doggy style. They all fantasize. They love doggy style. And that's one position that they often say their wives won't do.
And I actually would like a man to pull my hair and spank my ass while he's fucking me, doggy style.
Whoa.
No wonder
you do so well, yes.
You're going to do well.
Now, do you like to have a pillow under you when you're doing doggy style, or you just like to get on all fours?
Well, it depends on if I'm standing or not. So I can do either because I'm really tall.
You're very tall.
And,
how tall are you?
Yeah. I'm 5'11".
Ooh. Ooh. You're like model tall. That's very tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually just discovered the doggy style with the pillow underneath me, and it was amazing. I probably had 3 orgasms.
Yeah, the pillow underneath, I think, is a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That was the most amazing.
So are you are you very slim 5'10", or are you voluptuous? Mm-hmm. Are you...
I'm voluptuous,
big girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you BBW?
No, I'm not heavy.
No.
I actually just lost 70 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
How'd you do that? I need to do that.
How'd you do that? Working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, I stopped eating the food.
Stopped eating the food. There you go. That is the secret to losing weight. You stop eating the food.
No,
you've got to eat something.
McDonald's food.
You stopped eating McDonald's food, and what do you eat now?
Right. Well, I had some problems with my stomach.
Oh.
And so it forced me to change my entire diet.
Oh, so you eat vegetables now.
No, I can't eat any vegetables.
You don't eat any
actually,
vegetables?
Because they really... No, I can't even eat lettuce.
What do you eat?
I can only eat chicken and a little bread. And, but really, it's the I live on the cup noodle soup. Believe it or not, I honestly live on cup of noodle soup.
Cup of noodle soup.
Well, that'll do it.
The cup of noodle soup diet.
That's what the Asians do.
By Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And And yogurt. I eat yogurt, and there's quite a variety of stuff that I can eat, and I just have to be careful. So.
Well, all right, lady. Well, thank you for sharing your diet tips and also especially that
life.
Wonderful image of you doing it doggy style with all 5'11" voluptuous inches of you. That's great. That's beautiful. And do give us a call, and I'm sure that
you asked for Margo.
Work together. All right, I'm going to put you back down into listening, darling.
Thank you so much.
You are a Georgia peach.
Thanks. What?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
You take care.
Bye, lady. Lady Cinnamon.
Lady Cinnamon.
And we just have a few more minutes. We're only doing an hour show tonight, but I have Tariq Rahman.
Hello.
Hello, Tariq.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Can you hear me loudly?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pakistan.
Yes.
Turn down your speakers a little bit if you have speakers.
Yeah.
Very good.
Just turn your speakers down.
Just a
second. Okay. Tariq, where are you in Pakistan?
I'm in Karachi.
Karachi.
Okay.
Oh, I've never been there. I've been to Lahore, and I've been to Peshawar.
Really?
Yes, many years ago.
Both cities are nice cities. Karachi
yes.
is also a city.
Especially Lahore.
Lahore.
Beautiful city. No, it's not what you think.
Lahore.
Now, just because of... See, if you say Lahore in English,
yeah,
it
Lahore
sounds like
a,
the prostitute or something. But it's a beautiful city.
City of Pakistan.
It's a beautiful city. Yeah. It's got many gardens.
Oh, yes, there are many gardens. There is an old fort over there also. And people are very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Their hospitality is well known.
And what do you do in Karachi? What kind of work do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Okay.
I work on oil and gas fields.
Mm-hmm. Are you married or single?
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, okay.
I've listened to your show about a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And
I've seen it.
I wanted to seek some medical advice from you.
Yes, and how can I help you?
You give medical advice, don't you?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a sex therapist.
Yes.
But I know a little something about urology, if that's what you're going to ask me about. But I'm not a medical doctor.
Yeah, but my problem is related to sex, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but this problem is there since my adolescence.
What is the problem?
The problem is that before any sexual activity, or even if I'm going through any movie or anything related to sex, the action is very quick, and there's some viscous type fluid which comes out automatically without anything. Unintentionally it happens.
Right.
And this is happening since years. I don't know how to control it.
Well, it's perfectly natural.
It happens to quite a lot of men. It happens.
Yes, it does. It's the term for it is pre-cum or pre-ejaculate.
Yes.
And some men have quite a lot of it, so that it kind of can make a mess.
How to control it, basically?
Well,
and sometimes it is very, very, very embarrassing.
I know. I can imagine. I I would say that you have to control it just maybe by wearing thicker underwear. You're not going to control it. You can't make it not come out. If you get an erection and you get aroused, then you will leak a little of this fluid. Actually, every man leaks a little pre-ejaculate, but some leak a lot.
I think it is, there's a lot to do with it. I'm quite sensitive in this matter. As soon as I'm going to some movie or reading a book or anything related to sex, it comes out very quick. At least there should be some delay factor.
Well, it comes out after you get an erection?
Yeah, the erection is very quick, and I don't have any problem. But the problem is that during the sexual intercourse, it is, the act is, I can't act for quite long because it is sensitive.
During sexual intercourse, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I can't prolong my sexual intercourse. I ejaculate quite quickly.
Ah, okay. Well, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
I actually have several different techniques. I don't know if you've heard me talk about them on other broadcasts of the show, because... there's a lot.
And
of
can I have a? Can I have some email exchange with you?
What I'm going to do. I'm going to be away this week, so I'm not going to be able to work at all on my computer. But I am going to develop a page. It sounds like you have some other things going on, and you probably don't want to talk about the subject with all your buddies there. So it's kind of interesting, though, for us to just listen in.
I just want to listen in. This is great.
All right. Sounds like a whole meeting going on here.
Hello, everyone in Pakistan.
Yeah. Salam.
This is the engineering school at USC.
Salam, salam. All right, so anyway, it doesn't seem like this is the time to talk about this subject, but I will have a page up about it on my site very soon. So thank you very much for talking with us, Tariq. And I'm going to move you down into listening because much as I would like to listen
That's
in on
right.
this secret meeting in Pakistan, I couldn't understand any of it. So we are going to wind up the show because we're doing a short show tonight.
Short show.
And we'll be back tomorrow night.
And
then we're going to go away. So tomorrow night,
wait. Let's just tell them what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Are we going to be back tomorrow night or are we going to be in... So we're not going to be back tomorrow night. We will be back on the 5th.
Oh, okay. We're not going to do a show tomorrow night.
Well,
okay.
We should tell them now, okay? And another thing. Actually, we can do the show from...
New Haven. Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
They can turn
we don't want to make any promises.
No, we don't want to make any promises, but if we can. If not... We'll see you back on the 5th, right?
Right. Yep, on the 5th.
On the 5th.
For sure.
And
possibly on the 4th. I think we're coming back on the 4th.
Yeah,
We might be able to do it that night.
Maybe. Go to the website and you'll find out.
Go to the website. That is always the answer. DrSusanBlock.com. DrSusanBlock.com. And, of course, throughout... our trip, we will still be available. I will still be available for telephone sex therapy private calls. And we have our other telephone sex therapists, hopefully we'll have ladies signed up soon.
Yeah, if you listen. Oh, and by the way, while we're talking about this, let's do a little hype here.
Yeah.
We are actually looking for therapists around the world.
We are, who speak different languages.
Who speak different languages.
But also English, because we speak English. So you got
to
speak English.
You have to speak English. You have to have a working phone.
Right.
Right? Computer would help.
And privacy.
And privacy. But we're looking for therapists in China, Spain, Italy.
Mm-hmm. South America,
especially Spanish-speaking.
Mexico.
Mm-hmm. It's a...
Arabic, you know.
Arabic, Arabic.
Women from any country that speak Arabic.
We
look for men, too. By the way, we have male therapists, but most guys and women want to talk to a female. That's the way it goes with sex and therapy.
And you can earn about $35 an hour, which is not much today because... the American dollar is like the peso, but, you know, hey.
A little more than you make at McDonald's.
It's a little better than McDonald's and many other.
And you don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from home. And that's what's so nice, doing it from home. Mm.
So if you're interested.
Give us a call.
You can call us.
If you're in North America, in Canada, or the United States, you can call 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can give us a call at 213-749-1330.
If you have an interest in sex, whether you're Muslim or whether you're Catholic or we don't care what religion you are, Buddhist,
Jewish, goddess worshiper,
there's a great need for
Wiccan, you know.
Yeah, there's a great need for people to help people.
To talk about sex. And you don't have to talk about every aspect of sex, you know. We do talk about every aspect of sex here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, but different therapists have different specialties. So you can just talk about what you want.
So
there you go. 1-866-289-7068 or 213-749-1330. And we will be available throughout our trip to Yale University. But... I'm not sure if we're going to be doing the show. So we'll see.
But go to drsusanblock.com.
And you'll find out.
Susan Block, BLOCK.com. And look on the left-hand page, on the left side of the page, under coming up. And we'll let you know whether we're on the air or not. Okay?
Okay. So, Bula Bula La, Lust at Veritas, here we come. I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
You've been listening to Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. You've been listening to Dr. Susan Block. We broadcast 24 hours a day from our house to your house. We thank you for having us, and we're touched that you are listening to us. And it's a radio that touches you where no other radio touches you. From our house to your house, we love you.